shit I liked. Alrighty. What's up, guys? It's Dave from Vice Podcast. We are here with one third of Teddy Killers. Greg?
Yeah, hi.
How's your time been in SA so far?
Amazing. Great experience. Everything was super, super dope.
One of the biggest questions we have here, and it's who pedals harder, Russia or South Africa?
We end bricks, you know? There is no wrong answer.
We are together.
Yeah, we have, yes. Honestly, I haven't played in Russia for quite a long time. So here tonight, I had the best gig of 2023, for sure.
We love to
and
do that.
And the feedback and the energy was like so great. You could see, I think, it by me dancing and having fun on the stage at the same time with everyone else. So yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Did you have time to print it?
Oh, no. We organized. We've done all of our research. Oh, okay. We watched a whole 24-minute interview with Anton and Proxy.
Okay, the main thing is not to ask, like, how did you come up with name Teddy Killers?
we know the answer,
yeah,
don't we?
After 10 years, yeah.
Alrighty, one of the questions is, which genre did you start your journey in music with? Was drum and bass your first love?
Actually, the first electronic was, yeah.
Or even if it's...
Electronic one was like Scooter and Prodigy and Chemical Brothers. Chemical Brothers actually still my favorite electronic band, like, of all the time.
I think. Salmon Dance.
Yeah, but even like the No Geography, not the last one, but the previous, before the last one album was great. The one they got Grammy for, a song or album or something, it was super great. I fucking love Chemical Brothers, yeah.
No, I love them as well.
But the journey to like dance and club music started with a band. I had a friend in school and he showed me the band. I remember the track, it called Electrics, and the tune was called LSD Experience, and it was like cheesy David Guetta type of like hard electro 2004 or 5, something like that, but it was cool.
That's so amazing. And you've got three music personalities. In between the three music identities, which one are you enjoying working with most right now?
Three music, sorry,
your techno side, your drum and bass side.
Oh yeah, it's all different, you know, because at some point the COVID changed a lot, because there was a lot of time to think and reflect and, you know, just to get some time for yourself. And, you know, when you hear drum and bass sets, like I play, it's kind of like I know how to make it. But with other two eyelashes, it's just to separate melodic stuff I like to make and the heavier, more denser, but non-drum and bass stuff to make.
Yeah.
But it's all equal. It's all parts of me and parts of guys as well with their projects. So, yeah, I think there is no main or no single project, you know.
Everything's got the same amount of love.
Do you know the hosting?
Someone's hosting a competition. Who is the libs?
Chris!
What is up, guys? This episode is sponsored by EQ Vest.
EQ Vest is currently hosting a competition where you can win a 5,000 Rand investment account and a VIP film experience for you and four of your friends, as well as brand and merch.
The hardest part of that is going to be finding four friends to come with you.
Damn. As well.
Do you have four friends for you?
Yeah, they're in this room today. Well, three of them at least. You don't count.
EQ Vest is a public company promoting alternative investment options on its innovative crowdfunding platform. Imagine investing in some of your favorite TV shows that have been on Netflix.
MasterChef.
Ah, what's your favorite dish?
Wasabi.
These investments offer high-yielding returns from 16 to 24% while providing options, transparency, and liquidity.
Three reasons why I lost my last girlfriend. Visit eqvest.co.za and fill in the form to enter. EQVest is administered by Unum Capital, Pty Limited, and Lifecycle.
That's eqvest.co.za. Level up your money game today and join EQVest on your investment journey.
EQVest. EQ. Same time. 3, 2.
EQVest.
1, 2, 3. EQ. David. 1, 2, 3. EQ. He just coughed. 1, 2, 3. EQVest.
The alternative way
to invest. You shouldn't have touched my face like that.
What's the most unlikely genre that you've drawn inspiration from? Of music, even if it's from country to...
Well, that's a hardcore, unlikely. Like, I mean, you can get inspiration forever. You know, like, a couple of times I had a situation when I was, like, in a cafe, in a men's room. like, you know. And then the background music was playing and I could hear like a bass melody or something. I was like, wow, I have to,
this is it.
And I was literally like,
Shazam. It's not gonna get it.
So I guess well, jazz would be very obvious. Metal rock would be very obvious. I really like all for the techno thing. I really like listening old Soviet guys who were producing electronic music, but with very, very basic synths. Like Eduard Artemiev, he's like one of the greatest, and other guys who was exploring like electronics. It's like Russian, let's say, Kraftwerk, but who was mainly working for soundtracks for movies and beat making for like singers and so on and so on. They had a whole universe of very, very alternative vision on how to approach to sound design, on melodies and everything. If you listen like 70s music of these guys and anything else like Europe, US, it's so, so different. Yeah. So yeah, that's a great inspiration.
That's amazing. What is the longest and shortest time it's taken for you to make a song? Do you prefer the process being long or short?
Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's weeks. You have to just go with the flow, you know. There is no right or wrong. I mean,
you can't rush.
I like it medium rare. like when
5 hours.
Yeah, it's annoying when you have weeks, because at some point you lose interest or lose energy, lose, you know, mojo. But short one not always means good, you know.
Yeah. You were initially the manager for Teddy Killers. How did the decision come for you to leave managing and join the group?
Oh, that's, yeah. Wow, you did the research.
Oh, no, like I said, big interview.
So, yeah, I'm from the town called Rostov-on-Don in Russia, and during like my 18, 16, 17 years old, I was making parties, and we've been like hosting Neuropunk in Rostov-on-Don, and that's how I met Anton, place to be. And we've been talking a lot, and by the time I was very close friend with another Russian talent, Receptor, who's like not very active lately, but I think he's one of the biggest talents ever, like born in Russia. In drumming days, and we were talking with Tony about like getting like a new project, and he was working closely with Oleg. So initially, it was my idea to try something new, because Teddy Killers originally supposed to be not drum and bass project. We were doing like glitch hop, dubstep, just experimenting with bass music around 2010, 12, 11, yeah. And then, you know, we just became friends, and at some point I joined the boys on like some ideas, songs, and I also was like, location-wise, I moved to Europe and to UK for the half year, and then Slovakia, and it was very convenient to me knowing all the music and being in touch with them daily to do some like touring and shows. And that's how it started.
I love that so much. And this one's off the books, but if you watch the big interview with Anton and Proxy, we do a little section called Vibe Check, where you can say good vibes, bad vibes, but Vibe Check on Tomsk. Anton was saying he had a gig at Tomsk and it just went terribly wrong. I'm not sure if he's even spoken about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to hear the story, or?
I don't know if you can just say good vibes or bad vibes on that side. But.
So that, so I think it was first thing. It was double booking.
Yeah.
So the fucked up thing in Russia is when you are like, we're gonna have a video, yeah?
Yeah.
So here is in Moscow, right? And here is like Ural Mountains east, yeah, and then Siberia and all this part. So if you're flying from like here to here, you will most likely fly to Moscow and then to that city.
Yeah.
Because everything is very centralized. So, or you drive or you take train, then it's a whole different story, but it's also a long time. So he came to promoter who was, I don't know, maybe he had problems with drugs or self-organization or something. So basically, it was like zero sold tickets.
Yeah.
Weird venue, weird, like it's literally when you come and everything goes wrong and you are happy.
Geez,
in the moment when you sit in the airplane, you're just happy that you are making it out from
here, it's like, thank goodness I'm out.
Yeah, so that was kind of like that kind of story with Tom's.
Thank you so much, Greg. I don't want to keep you here with a bunch of questions, but thank you so much for coming to SA. Thank you for bringing in the big vibes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
My pleasure.
Thank you again. Beautiful to have you.